The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
It seems like the long-awaited Children's Hospital is finally set to be finished in April. Minister for Health Jennifer Carroll McNeill today announced that BAM has committed to reach its substantial completion date by 30th of April. This is after years, of course, of delays. And I'm joined now by Labour Health spokesperson Marie Sherlock. Deputy Sherlock, good afternoon to you. Tell me, how do you feel about the news? It's good news, surely.
Good evening, Ciara. Well, look, I think we're into something like the 19th delay, I think, is where we're at the moment with regards to the Children's Hospital. And look, if it does happen in April, that will be fantastic. I think for the vast majority of the public out there, seeing is believing at this stage.
Yeah.
And I think the critical point, of course, now is, when is the move actually going to take place from across the three hospitals, the three children's hospitals, into the main hospital? We talked last year about that it would be 2027. We were laughed out of it. But I think the reality is that, you know, it'll have to be 2027 at this stage. And I suppose what's most maddening for me is that the government, you know, everything's in the hands of BAM at this point in time. We hear a lot of fighting talk from the minister, but the appalling situation is that the government have left themselves with no power. And of course, this is the same government who wants us to believe that institutional investors are going to fix the housing crisis as well. But I suppose to the point about the Children's Hospital, like, I still have concerns about the April deadline, that it'll be, you know, substantively handed over at that point.
Okay.
But we will have to hope.
Should it happen, right? Should we get the keys, as it were, on, or whatever the term would be for opening a hospital? Should we get the keys on April 30th? Are you saying it could be a further 6 to 12 months before it's functional? Is that the timeline for it being up and running for patients?
So it's important to say that the initial time frame for what is called the commissioning period, effectively making sure that all the equipment and everything is in place, it typically takes about a 12-month period. And I suppose over the last 2 years, that was compressed to 9 months because, of course, there's a rush on now to try and get the new hospital opened. But certainly my I suppose concern here is, let's get this right as opposed to rushing into a date where there's a big...
I don't think anyone is accusing anyone of rushing at this point, to be fair.
No. But I think this is the point, though, that if they're trying to compress it to 9 months, and I think the I listened to the minister during the week, not able to I suppose set a date, and I think now what is most prudent is to say that it will be spring next year, and let's get it right. You know, we've already saw reports, so the Times last Sunday, where raising very serious concerns, internal reports within the National Paediatric Development Board about moving in the middle of the winter. And bear in mind, it's not just a question of just relocating everybody over to probably a fantastic new hospital. You have to spend a number of months in advance running down your elective surgery list, making sure that the hospital can move to a capacity of somewhere by about 50%. And that's going to be very difficult to do during the winter period. So I think the prudent thing is to say it's going to happen in spring, and that everything is got right, and give themselves the 12 months or just under that to make sure that you have both the staffing and indeed the equipment in place.
Marie, there's a text has come in, and I suspect many people feel exactly like this texter says, can we not just be glad to see the end in sight? And I do think that people have fatigue about the delays, but also fatigue about even giving out about the delays. Oh, yeah. But there has to be some kind of learning that comes from this, a hospital delayed by so many years at this point.
Oh, well, absolutely. Like, I think the thing is that, I think, as I said at the start, I think the public, for the vast majority of the public, seeing is believing. And look, and I think we will be all thrilled to see it open, right? So I do want to welcome, you know, if April happens, then that is fantastic. But I think the other key thing is that we also have the National Maternity Hospital project, which, again, you know, 13 years ago, there was cabinet approval.
Sure, but I suppose my point is about what can be learned from the Children's Hospital in terms of the way Ireland Inc. does business, in terms of the way we deal with procurement, in terms of the way, like, one of the issues on the build of the National Children's Hospital was that the design was not finalised at the beginning when it went to tender, and you know, obviously anything, there can be small changes made in any building development, but there were large changes that were not agreed upon, and unfortunately we find ourselves where we are now, delayed hugely and wildly over budget.
So I think, look, to your point, there's a question of budget and there's a question of control and power. And to the issue of control and power, the reality is that the government did not put proper clauses into the contract with BAM when it was agreeing this project. And ultimately, in any state project, there needs to be proper controls in place that if there is not sufficient delivery on time, that there are significant penalties for that. And unfortunately, that did not happen, because it was this blind faith that ultimately that the builder would deliver. And that has to be one of the critical lessons.
So was there flaws in the design of the contract as much as there were flaws in the design of the building? I don't mean flaw, but as in there were gaps in the design of the building rather than flaws.
Listen, this is on government here, that they entered into what is one of the biggest construction projects in the state and did not put sufficient safeguards in for the cost of the hospital, in terms of cost control of the hospital, that we now have well over 2 billion euros. And look, I'll be the first to say, look, that 2 billion euros will be, you know, ultimately when people go into the hospital, it'll be well spent. But the point is that it should never have been allowed to get to that point of cost overrun after cost overrun. The government needs to, you know, make sure that there are sufficient clauses in place that you actually control that spend. And ultimately, you know, they're like BAM have effectively had the government where they want it because they have the contract and have been able to demand that additional money. So I think the power and control within the contract is really important. But the second thing is with regards to the budget and the cost. And, you know, I talk about the construction cost, but there's a question at the moment about the delays and how much it is costing the state. And we haven't really touched on that because, you know, in terms of recruitment, so last year, the transformation team in CHI were looking to try and recruit for a date that would open this year. Now, if you think about it, it's probably now going to be pushed out to next year. And what is going to be the cost associated with that? Mm. Are staff going to wait around? Are they? Is the state going to have
no,
to pay extra
delays,
to hold on to those staff?
Delays have real impacts, not solely related to time. Look, thank you for that, Maria. I'm afraid we've got to leave it there now. But that is Labour's health spokesperson, Marie Sherlock. Let us know out there. Obviously, I think we'd all be delighted to see the hospital open. But what are your thoughts on how long it's taken, how much it's cost, and how we might do things differently? We do have a national maternity hospital that's, you know, on its way. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.